The message came through loud and clear that the city of Delta was not far off a population quota to remain intact as a single federal electoral riding. The Federal Electoral Boundaries Commission for British Columbia released a report last week with updated recommendations on proposed federal electoral boundary changes, reversing an earlier recommendation to carve up the Delta riding. Tabled in the House of Commons, the report proposes to maintain the natural boundary of the south arm of the Fraser River between Richmond and Delta. As doing so leaves Delta under quota in a field of over quota electoral districts to the east, a small area of Surrey, near the intersection of Highway 10 and Scott Road, would be added to the Delta riding. Delta MP Carla Qualtriff told The Optimist that people of all political stripes and levels of government joined to make a powerful statement of opposition. "It's an important victory for Delta and shows how we can all come together as a community on things that matter to us," said Qualtriff. She said Delta is close to the new quota of 116,000 residents, so it would have been needless to carve up the riding to such an extent. Conveying thanks to Qualtriff for her advocacy, Delta Mayor George Harvey said he was pleased the June 23, 2022 public consultation hearing in Delta was one of the most heavily attended in the country. About 100 residents attended the commission's public hearing at the Coast Sawa Sen Inn, reiterating concerns about Delta losing effective representation in Parliament. "Residents of Delta have a lot of pride in their community and must receive proper representation from all levels of government," he said. "Splitting up Delta between Richmond and Surrey never made sense. I am both happy and satisfied by the results of the Federal Electoral Boundaries Commission for British Columbia's proposed redistribution as they listened to the overwhelming number of Deltans who wanted to keep our city as one riding," said Harvey. "I want to thank all the residents who exercised their democratic rights to fight for effective representation in Delta." Jill McKnight, executive director of the Delta Chamber of Commerce, told The Optimist it is important for One Megapixel to continue representing all four communities of Delta and the intermixed business districts. "It's also important to continue the continuity of representation because with our district communities that make up this area, it's important we are able to unite them and be able to have one clear directions," said McKnight. "It was also important that the commission recognized the Fraser River as a natural boundary," McKnight said. She said Delta is also on track to meet population requirements with proposed and approved developments, so One Megapixel will ensure fair and equitable representation. It was a message speakers at the public hearing also stressed, saying the city is not far off of the population quota for ridings and that projected population growth in Delta, as well as Sawa Sen First Nation, would keep Delta very much in line with the required number.